So we're talking about the proposed pilot project in Smiths Falls, but before we get into that, just tell me a little bit about your sanctuary and what work you guys do.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So we're a Canadian registered nonprofit chicken sanctuary. We're located in Rideau Lake, so we're not in Smith Falls, obviously, because chickens are not yet allowed. But we are basically the closest place that will accept chickens. We were founded about almost 3 years ago, July 2022. Me and my partner had been volunteering at another sanctuary and absolutely fell in love with the unique personalities that chickens had. And so when we started looking for a property of our own, we wanted to make sure that we had a space to be able to rescue chickens. And lo and behold, one of the properties that we looked at actually had a chicken coop. At the time, we didn't realize in what bad shape it was, so we ended up having to demolish it and start over. But seven hens were abandoned and left behind. So it kind of worked out, and it was a little bit of trial by fire at first. But ever since rescuing those seven that were abandoned, we've taken in, oh gosh, I believe it's like 27 others now. And we're currently home to 20 rescued chickens. So we have six roosters and 14 hens that call the sanctuary a forever home.
So we're talking about this proposed bylaw. It was set for approval Tuesday, but of course there was the deferral. I mean, I assume you take that as a small win to start.
Yeah, I mean, it's really shocking that it actually came up to a vote. I think that's kind of the most surprising part to us is we've lived in the area for only a few years, but we have been aware of it kind of coming up in council. We didn't think that we needed to intervene and kind of waste any councillor time because through their previous conversations, it really did seem like they understood that the right thing to do was not to move forward. So it came as a really big surprise to us when we saw a news article saying that they were going to vote to go ahead with it, but even worse, that they were going to go ahead with it without any licensing or registration or really any regulations that could be enforced. So at that point, we realized we needed to step in and try and speak to the counselors and provide some more education and experience and knowledge.
Yeah, so let's talk about those gaps you see in the bylaw. Of course, the licensing and registration, I sound like a police officer, the license and registration requirements prior that was in the initial proposed bylaw were removed, and you feel that was a mistake.
Oh, definitely. I think it's honestly a cornerstone of any of the backyard chicken bylaws that have any sense of functioning. There's just so many unaddressed issues in the proposed bylaw. In our report, we outline over two dozen of them, and most of them can kind of track back to the fact that how are you going to enforce anything without knowing where these chickens are? Without any licensing or registration, there's no ability to track how chicken deaths are being tracked. And the reason why that's important is it goes back to public health and animal welfare. There's no ability really for bylaw to enforce anything because there are rules, there's not enough to be enforced. It really is very concerning. Without being like having any registration, it's not only about the animals and knowing who's where to be able to protect and inspect, but also to protect humans. I mean, if there is an avian flu outbreak, how is the town going to notify folks that this is a risk? How are they going to ensure that information is disseminated properly?
The town's contention is that enforcement will be complaints driven and that the onus of the health of the chickens is on the owners. And you feel that's also a concern because, I mean, the general knowledge and education around how to care for a chicken is not well known.
Oh, yeah, it's an absolute mess. I mean, enforcement systems that rely on, like, rely, sorry, reply. Enforcement systems that rely on complaints are ineffective. We know this. This is not like a chicken-specific issue. And I mean, the town is already aware that there are issues. They've made aware of issues in other municipalities. The education part, it's really interesting because I think a lot of people paint us as being against chickens. And we're not. We love chickens. We want people to love and respect chickens. The problem with bylaws like this is that there's no ability to get education to the people who are participating. Without registration, how is the municipality going to ensure participants receive education? I mean, right now, as I understand it, the only education that would be provided would be a link to the CFIO website. I mean, that's not chicken education, that's biosecurity education. And even then, we know from experience, from looking at bylaws like Toronto, when they did their survey of people who participated in the program, that even after they had mandatory licensing and mandatory education, that the participants still weren't understanding of how avian flu is transmitted, which is through fomites, which can be transmitted through clothing and dust. Even somebody who provided deputation to Smith Falls, which kind of launched this back into investigation, the person who spoke and wanted to say, yes, we should have chickens, there's nothing wrong with it, didn't understand how avian flu was transmitted. He thought it was just from chicken to human or chicken to chicken. Well, that's not true. We know that it comes through fomites, through poop particles, which cannot be controlled. Fomites cannot be controlled. So, I'm just really, really concerned about the level of education. I mean, there's also the concern of if let's say the township were to develop educational material, who's going to do that? What's the budget of that? How is it going to be distributed? There are so many unanswered questions. And I mean, I have dug into all of the information that council has. I have transcripts of every single meeting that they've had. And really, I think the best way that it can come down to is that one of the counselors, Councillor Maguire, literally said, quote, "We can figure it out." That is not good governance. That is a recipe for disaster. And I'm just really, really worried about what will happen. And I'd be willing to bet and put money on the fact that avian flu will come to Smith Falls and it will be a disaster.
And so you have a delegation upcoming. What's the message you're really going to try and get across to these counselors and hopefully change a couple minds?
I mean, so we've been told that we have 15 minutes, and I think our main focus is going to be we're aware that there are three counselors that have fairly certainly dug their heels in about figuring it out, and that I mean, the mayor said that there's no new information. I mean, I have their transcript from May 24th, so officially my plan is to go through everything that they've said and statistic by statistic, data point by data point, and research study by research study explain why they are incorrect. There is a lot of misinformation that has been circulated. I think it will be shocking to them when they actually realize the amount of information that has been circulated that's not correct.
Okay, is there anything else you feel like we should mention that we didn't touch on before I let you go?
I think really what it comes down to is we're not against a chicken bylaw. We're against this chicken bylaw. They have removed all aspects of a bylaw that make it enforceable. And they're just not listening. Like, it's really, really concerning that council is not listening to concerns. The fire chief made a recommendation, and this is a direct quote, "It's a recommendation that we do not move ahead with the program." So they're taking the fire chief, the staff member who is directed to look into this, to gather the information. He made a recommendation not to move forward, and they're ignoring that recommendation. And that recommendation comes with the backed up facts of information from other municipalities where it hasn't worked. And, I understand that not everybody will care for chickens in the same way that we do or have the same standard of care. That's not what we're asking. But I do think that this is a really great example of how residents should be deeply concerned at how casually this bylaw is being pushed forward. When it comes to public health and live animals, it's not a plan that they have. It's a gamble. And like, I mean, despite expert reports, health warnings, it just shows us that council isn't listening. And I think that should worry everyone, regardless of whether you want chickens or not.